This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now, fog, mist, and 26 degrees. Congress returns to Washington for its first full week of legislative business since control of the House reverted to Democrats. But lawmakers will face the same lingering question. When will the partial government shutdown end? One Republican senator says he's offered President Donald Trump a possible solution, though it may be all wishful thinking. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gasoline prices have fallen over the past 3 weeks.
Gasoline prices are still falling, in this case 12 cents per gallon over the past 3 weeks, with the national average for regular grade at the pump now 231, and it's been a crash of 66 cents per gallon over the past 14 weeks.
The highest gas price average is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $3.46. And the lowest is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at $1.80. Gas prices in Wichita start the week at about $1.93 a gallon. Sedgwick County welcomed its two newest commissioners, Pete Meitzner and Lacey Cruz, were sworn in Sunday afternoon. Meitzner is a Republican representing District 1. Cruz is a Democrat and represents District 4. Meitzner says he's excited to get to work on issues like mental health.
I think there's a burning desire to help the county in general on things like the mental health challenge we have, dependency challenge with the, you know, can we focus on raising the tide with many? Because I think that improves us all.
Cruz also says she looks forward to working to improving mental health, but she says she's just happy to be in the position to help Sedgwick County residents in general. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly is up in arms with the state's troubled child welfare agency for spending public funds to undercut research linking welfare restrictions with a rise in the number of abused children in foster care.
The Kansas Department for Children and Families recently released a $24,000 report calling into question University of Kansas research that Kelly has cited less than 2 weeks before she takes office. A research backed by Kelly found that certain cash assistance restrictions in recent years have fueled abuse and foster care placements. Kelly, a Democrat, has expressed a desire to roll back the rules as she prepares to grapple with ongoing issues in Kansas's child welfare system. It's unclear whether she'll be able to do so with a potentially adversarial legislature controlled by Republicans. The Kansas Child Welfare Agency has questioned the University of Kansas research's conclusions for months. The department's recent evaluation of the KU research found its conclusions were based on incomplete data and analysis. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Women needing to breastfeed their babies at the Kansas Capitol now have a room set aside just for them.
The private lactation room on the first floor of the State House was unveiled on Friday. Governor-elect Laura Kelly said she thought it was about time the state capitol joined more than 300 work sites across the state that provided accommodations for breastfeeding employees. She says the room makes the state house a 21st century employer. Kelly said her administration will study creating breastfeeding areas in other state office buildings. Kelly, who will be inaugurated today, said she was honored that opening the lactation room was, quote, sort of my very first official act. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two more Democrat candidates made it official over the weekend as the field of 2020 presidential contenders continues to expand.
More than two dozen Democrats are considering a run for president, and this weekend, two candidates made it official. On Friday, it was Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and on Saturday, it was former Obama Housing Secretary Julian Castro, who plans to emphasize his own story of the American dream, being raised by his mother and Mexican immigrant grandmother in humble circumstances. Climate change in healthcare will be two of Castro's top priorities, along with other Democrats who may run, including Senator Elizabeth Warren. She hasn't officially announced, but last weekend she was in Iowa, and this weekend she was in New Hampshire. At this point, though, former Vice President Joe Biden is leading most polls among likely voters. In Washington, I'm Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday morning, 6:10 now. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, with current conditions this morning being, well, sub-freezing, and we just had some reports of fog and mist in the area, you might want to be careful. Things could be a little bit slippery out there this morning. Could just be wet roadways also, but a good day to be little extra cautious, just below freezing. And in the overnight hours, we had some fog and mist, so watch out for potentially slippery conditions this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will have some patchy areas of freezing fog here in Wichita and south central Kansas. Some slick spots on the roadway. Then as we go throughout the afternoon, our high 42. Cloud cover is going to stick around overnight, our low 28. And despite some freezing fog early on Tuesday morning, we clear out with sunshine tomorrow, our high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now the conditions: fog, mist, and 26 degrees. We've got a west wind at 7 miles per hour. Again, 26 degrees. Today is Monday, January 14th, 2019. We had a cloudy, cool day across central Kansas Sunday. You might even say cold. Wichita's high temperature was just 31 degrees. Normal high for the date is 42. And it was not very nice outside. I'll tell you what, I tried to stay indoors as much as possible, but Shelly and I took in a movie, then we took in a basketball game. So we got out in the weather.
What movie did you see?
We saw Vice.
Vice?
Yeah.
And?
It was a private screening. It was us and one other lady in the back.
Really?
Yeah, Vice is not getting a whole... I don't think it's getting a whole lot of attention. It's fascinating. When did you go? Oh, Sunday, about 12 o'clock.
Okay.
First showing of the day on a Sunday.
Well,
bad weather, but a lot of people are probably watching
the Patriots.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw a friend of ours who was there. She was coming in the theater as we were leaving, and she said she left her husband at home to watch football all day, and she came to the movies. But it's an interesting movie. I enjoyed it. On this date in 1989, President Ronald Reagan delivered his 331st and final weekly White House radio address, telling listeners, "Believe me, Saturdays will never be the same. I'll miss you." Ronald Reagan, who, of course, started out in radio before he got into the movies and then into politics, so radio was kind of his first love. At WHO in Des Moines, can what you wear be more important than what you drink when pulled over for suspected drunken driving? That's what's being suggested in a case in Pennsylvania. The Press Enterprise of Bloomsburg reports a case in which the lawyer for a woman charged with drunken driving hinted his client's coat chewing could have altered the results of her breath test. The newspaper says the officer who pulled over, Jana Moshgott, testified that she was nibbling on her coat before he gave her the breath test, and he ordered her to stop. Her lawyer asked if the officer knew the chemical makeup of the coat, noting there are certain substances that could change the result of a breath test. Officer says he also smelled alcohol on the woman's breath and that she failed a field sobriety test. Despite the query about the coat, the judge ruled there was enough evidence to send the case to trial. Are you inebriated? No, I'm just eating my coat, officer. Kind of flimsy, huh?
Well, that'll... I'm sure that'll come out in the court case.
Yeah. When you get pulled over for, you got to make up something, right?
Well, that coat had to reek of alcohol for some reason or another. So.
Right. Sure it did. All right, so we went to see the movie Vice yesterday. Actually, Shelly was more interested in it than I was, but it is basically a story of Dick Cheney. And it doesn't point out much of the good parts. Tell you that right now. But it's kind of entertaining. I'll tell you, the one thing that got me was that Steve Carroll, he pretty well got Rumsfeld. He was pretty close in mannerisms and so forth. That's what I'm talking about. And the guy who did Cheney, and I can't remember the guy's name, the star, Bale.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Who is winning a bunch of awards for this role.
Oh, he nailed Cheney. I mean, that way that he cocked his head to the side and stuck out the side of his mouth. He had him. I mean, you thought you were looking at Dick Cheney. It's a very interesting movie. I understand it's Cheney's, one of his daughters is very upset about it, the way he was portrayed and whatnot. But, you know, and then the thing is, if you go to see it, don't leave when the credits come up.
Yeah.
Because there's another little scene afterwards that is really interesting.
Little Easter egg at the end?
Yep. Little something at the end.
Okay.
I'll just tell you this. There's a focus group. It's a made-up focus group they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And two people get into it, and it goes downhill from there.
Oh,
and it just says it says volumes about the United States of America today.
I'm sure it does. Well,
in fact, if that's the one scene you want to see, you see that last one after the credits. It's pretty. It's kind of it's satire. It's biting, and some people are not going to just hate it and say, "Oh, that's terrible." Others are going to say, well, okay, what is what it is what it is.
Well, in today's climate, good luck with satire.
Yeah, kind of gets lost, doesn't it? And that's an interesting topic. Satire, humor. I have a, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to mention it. Nope. I'll just say that somebody I know who works with younger people, those who are in the teens, late teens, early 20s, has told me that they basically, none of them know how to tell a joke. None of them really know what a joke is. The humor that you and I trade back and forth, they don't get it.
That's because everything is social media.
Everything's social
everything
media.
Everything is literal. It's whatever you put on the page.
It's literal,
that's it.
It's right.
There's no room for, there's literal, no wiggle room.
No,
there's no
nuance.
Nuance. No, it's all black and white. You either did it or you didn't do it.
And if you did it the way I don't like it, then that's bad. If you did it the way I like it, then that's good. So, yeah, that's, he's seeing that in younger people, though, Ted. This person, I'm not going to say who it is, say they just don't know how to tell a joke. They don't know what's funny. Don't know how to do it. So,
I don't tell jokes.
I don't either. Not very often. Unless I'm a, in fact, I haven't told one for years, frankly, even among my friends. I will make, of course, hilarious comments about what's happening. Is that a joke? That's not a joke.
That's different.
That's an observation.
Different format, yeah.
Okay. All right, 617, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward, and now we know who the Chiefs have to play for that one more game to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep, we're down to the final four. Chiefs win on Saturday, so the opponent would be either the New England Patriots or the Los Angeles Chargers. Not a lot of drama to that one yesterday. The Patriots bolting to a huge lead early. Patriots ended up beating the Chargers 41-28, and boy, it wasn't that close. It was a blowout. Patriots in control the whole way. Cordarrelle Patterson from Hutchinson Community College had a 23-yard kickoff return for the Patriots, set up Patriots' second touchdown drive early on in the game. Easy win for the Patriots. So it'll be New England heading to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium for the AFC Championship. It'll be the first time ever the Chiefs have hosted a conference championship game, and that game will kick off at 5:40 p.m., on Sunday, 6 days away. And of course, you'll be able to hear it right here on KNSS. Patriots Chiefs. Here's Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. He spoke after the game with CBS.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. I know everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
There you go. Chiefs are favored by a field goal going into Sunday, as this will be the second meeting ever between the Patriots and the Chiefs in the playoffs. And they'll talk about it tonight on the weekly version of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Make sure you're listening tonight at 7 o'clock with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Get a big preview of the AFC title game coming up. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight, the Chiefs Kingdom Show, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS. Over in the NFC yesterday, the New Orleans Saints got behind early, came back, and beat the Philadelphia Eagles 20-14, so the Eagles will not be back-to-back champs. Starting at running back for the Saints, Alvin Kamara from Hutchinson Community College had 151 all-purpose yards yesterday, rushing, receiving, and kickoff returns. It'll be the Rams and the Saints in the NFC to see who goes to the Super Bowl. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. College men's basketball tonight. It's Big Monday in Lawrence, 7th-ranked Kansas hosting Texas. Jayhawks are an 8-point favorite tonight. They have won 13 straight games in Lawrence. They've beaten the Longhorns 9 times in a row overall. And you can listen to the Jayhawks in Texas tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30. The game will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Tonight, it's time to talk the Shocker Hoops. It's the WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And that's broadcasting live out at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Go join the voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, and Coach Marshall tonight at 6 o'clock as the Shockers get ready for a home game Wednesday night at Coke Arena against Central Florida. And speaking of the Chiefs, got a big birthday today, one of the all-time greats for the Chiefs. Tight end Fred Arbanis is 80 years old today.
Wow.
Fred is on the all-time AFL team. He's on the Super Bowl championship team, Super Bowl IV. He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He set tight end records for the Chiefs in the 1960s that would not be broken for another 40 years until a guy named Tony Gonzalez played for the Chiefs. Fred Arbanis, one of the greats of all time for KC, 80 years old today. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
6:21 now. I'll keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Changes for animal crackers packages. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.